Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Hour number two, Wednesday, March the 18th, 2026. 12 and a half minutes past the hour, and I thank everybody who called in hour number one. I think the opinions are great, and I think that's actually how this should be done. We start with a story, we get the opinions, and we go from there. Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But again, The story this morning is revolving around the FWAT cameras here in Marion. It was a big discussion during Monday night city council meeting, and the big accusation on Monday was there was a story put out that the No Kings protest here in Marion had the FWAT cameras had been accessed during those protests. Now, Operations Commander with the Marion Police Department, B.J. Gruber, released the following statement yesterday. We conducted an audit of our flock system today, searching for No Kings, protest, etc. The term No Kings was not previously searched through our flock system by any officers, nor was the word protest or other associated items. What we did find were the terms trafficking, as in drugs, stalking, and breaking and entering. These are obviously legitimate crimes, and it would appear that whatever info that was compiled by this reporting agency mentioned in the city council meeting was incorrect and based simply on the word king. There is zero evidence to suggest that anyone improperly used the system to search for anything related to the protest. We asked Councilman Thad Smith to come to the police department today, and we showed him how this search was conducted and showed him the results for transparency purposes. He was satisfied with what we showed him, but you can feel free to reach out to him for further information. Furthermore, we have built-in safeguards moving forward where our administrative commander will conduct monthly audits to ensure the continued appropriate and policy-compliant use of our system. And again, that's B.J. Gruber. He is the operations commander with the Marion Police Department. So that's the story on flock cameras as we have it right now. Feel free to give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say in regard to that, seems to be a hot button issue right now. Right up there with the finances in the city of Marion. Wherever that's going at this particular point, haven't heard much in regard to that the last few days, but I think we will as time goes along. Now, something I wanted to talk about this morning, and again, I was shocked to find this out yesterday, and I guess we would probably, I don't know if we put this under the gossip or the rumor category or where we put this, but as many of you know, they just recently had the big turn up the heat dance at the women's club. Well, we'll come back to this. We'll take the phone call and we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Pure Marion.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
Love your city.
Oh, that's the old one, you see. Your voice even went down with the old one.
Well, who knows? All I can say is I'm really considering getting the flock out of Marion.
Oh, really? The flock camera issue is pushing you out the door.
Yeah, I think it just adds somewhat to laziness of some of the police. And it's, you know, pretty damned unfortunate because there are some good policemen out there, good-hearted, altruistic policemen out there, and there are a few grubby, grimy, words can't describe. And these good guys are just, I think, biding their time till these lazy bags of pus retire or move on, you know? Well, it makes their job that much more difficult.
Well, what do you make of the full story now? There was some kind of reporting that the flock cameras in Marion were accessed during the No Kings rally. BJ Gruber has now said an audit has been conducted. That was not true. So here we are. What do you think?
I think the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And I don't know enough about it to say anything halfway intelligent. All I know is never trust government. And locally, statewide, and nationally, hey, there's proof in that saying.
Well, you know, I'm not saying, you should go into anything in life with a good amount of skepticism and curiosity. And I don't think, if you believe somebody is saying something to you that's untrue, there certainly is nothing wrong with questioning it. But I think there are certain groups that have become so unpopular, and politicians definitely are one of those groups, that it is so easy to question them now, and so easy to not believe what they say, that nobody really believes anything a politician says, even when it is true.
Well, only believe what you see and hear when you're in the presence of that event happening. And then, even then, have an ounce or two of skepticism about it. Because if you're at a Penn and Teller concert, or a David Copperfield one, hey, seeing is not necessarily believing.
Well, you know, it's never in the best interest of a politician to lie, because if they get caught in that lie, then it's going to, well, like yesterday, okay?
Householder?
Well, not Householder, but
Dan Randazzo?
Well, they had their problems, but I mean, on a silly level. Now yesterday, and you know, I don't want to go back to national politics here, and this has nothing to do with any policy. This was just something that was said. I mean, our president said, it may have been yesterday or the day before. I'm not sure when the video was, but the president said in a press conference on the Iranian situation, said that he had talked with a former president on the phone, and the former president has said that they wished they had done what he did. And all four former presidents were contacted, and they said, no, we did not talk to him, and we would not say that.
And most likely that former president had the opportunity to take out, and I have a mental block right now, the attacks on 9/11, what was the guy's name?
Osama bin Laden?
Osama bin Laden, yeah. They had a chance to take him out, but they were afraid to push the button, so.
Yeah, but I guess I'm coming back to the statement. What former president was he talking to?
Well, he's not, he doesn't want to say. Because, as I recall, he said he respects him too much, he's an intelligent guy, etc., and, you know, he doesn't want to say.
But all four didn't have problems saying, we didn't say it. We didn't talk to him.
Well, like I say, you can tell when a politician's lying when their lips move.
Well, yeah, but I mean, see, something as silly as that to me.
But what different? Who cares? You know.
Well, I guess the point is, why say that if you believe what you're doing's right, and why all of a sudden do you need to throw that in there if you know it's not true? Because you know somebody's going to check on that. Because
well, you don't know that it isn't. You don't know that it isn't true.
Well, I think you do when they all deny it.
Not necessarily.
And here's the problem. And this, I guess, is
I mean,
what...
if I said you liked eating excrement sandwiches, somebody said that, and I said, no, that's not true. Scott doesn't like bread, or doesn't like that, etc. Excrement. You know? And then it gets to finger-pointing. lie, lie, lie. So you'll never know
until
you're there and experience it in person.
But
and
that's,
even then, you have to be a little skeptical about it.
But that's, first of all, you don't think all conversations in the White House are recorded?
I would seriously doubt that they were not recorded.
You don't think all phone numbers that come into the White House are monitored?
Oh, you know all phone numbers are. Absolutely.
If Trump gets called a liar, which basically is what happened in this situation, you don't think that he'd pull the information to show that this president did talk to him when they have all denied it? You think those presidents who have worked on that same system don't know that all phone numbers or conversations are monitored, and if they called in and said that to him, that it would be monitored?
You know, the fact of the matter is, then are you suggesting Trump is telling the truth or lying?
Well, clearly, at this point, I have to believe he lied because...
Why?
Because they have denied it, and he has not provided any information.
So why do you believe those presidents who are denying it?
Because I
believe them over him.
Well, I'm trying to explain it here. Because he made the statement without the name, they all almost immediately denied it, and he has not provided any name or any information to suggest that their denials are false.
Well, it's like a shell game. The nut or the ball is under one of the four shells. So
you believe he did talk to a president?
Hey, if that's what he said, I have no reason to doubt him at this point. You got to take it at face value. I'd believe it if I wouldn't believe it if he said, well, I talked to Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein last night. I mean, that's something Biden would probably say. But no, you know, it gets to a point, okay, so who cares? What difference does it make? Doesn't make a bit of difference.
Well,
doesn't amount to a hill of beans.
Well, it does make a bit of difference if it didn't make any difference, why did he just throw that into the press conference? And there are only four former presidents. So I don't think any of them want to be associated with supporting this war. I mean, we just found out a few weeks ago.
Do you think then that he threw that name out? Well, he didn't throw the name out there.
Right.
He just said one of the former presidents had the opportunity and said to him he wished he would have done it or something to that effect. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think that was what the statement was.
Something to that effect.
Yeah.
Who cares? It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Well, clearly what Trump was trying to do is make it look as if he had support from another leader in this country. And
that was way after the fact. How can it look like he's supporting him? He didn't call him up and say, hey, do you think we should do this? And they said, confirmed, yes, do it. No. It was after the fact.
Right. These are not major statements in life, but it's coming back to the original point that we're talking about this morning. Why don't we trust politicians? Well,
Tim Walz is a good example. The Attorney General of Minnesota is another one, and so many others.
Okay, but I guess I'm asking about this particular situation.
Well, it just doesn't matter. He said it. You know, Trump is probably the most fun president we've ever had. He's got a sense of humor, and a lot of people don't really, I mean, they think he's being serious when he's being facetious. And just because he said it doesn't mean that one of those four didn't say that. So you're, you know, kind of like you're in a bar fight. Nobody's going to come out winning.
Well, I don't know if you're in a press conference about the Iranian war in the Oval Office, that's the best time to be playing your comedy act. I mean, I guess I don't know what the joke is about a former president. I had a conversation with a former president, and they said they wish they would have done what I did. Well, what's that? I mean, I don't even understand why you'd put that in there.
It's just curiosity killed the cat. Everybody's curious. Everybody wants to know. So what? So what if one of the four presidents did say that and now denies it? Who cares? What's it going to accomplish? Nothing, other than people calling in and talking and saying, well, I think he's a communist. I think we need to hang him like they did Mussolini.
No, it's just credibility. It's just credibility, and that's all it is.
Where does the credibility lie?
Well, again, I think if I got
are you
on...
stacking it up four people against one, so those four people are correct and one is incorrect? You got to take them one on one.
Well, I think that they don't want to be associated with ever having said that they supported this war. So there's only four of them.
Well, what does that have to do, supporting of this war, have to do with someone saying, geez, I kind of regret not having it done it when
I think
I
they don't
want to
be associated with that. They don't want to be associated with having said they would have done this. You know, one of the problems is...
I don't know. Hey, I got better things
okay,
to do.
There you go.
Do it better tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, we could probably find something every morning that some politician has said that is not exactly on the level. But if we're talking about credibility and why people don't trust certain people, this is one of the reasons. And... you know, I don't know what you do about that in the long term. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you talk about that, you know, situation. Kerry doesn't want to even admit when Donald Trump does that stuff. Donald Trump goes after people, tries to ruin people. He says they ought to be hung. You know... I can understand you being Republican or Democrat, but if your candidate's saying shit like that, God, if you can't wake up and see that that is not good, because like I say, if ICE comes down here to Marion, or if Kerry would ever say anything that was bad against Trump, it could be after him next.
Well, I guess the point I was trying to make was that in the long run, does it mean anything? Probably not. But the fact that all four former presidents immediately denied ever having that conversation.
Automatically, Kerry wants to say, well, they probably might have said that, and they just don't want... Bullshit! I don't think the former presidents would even take a call from that man.
Well, I guess my point is that there is some monitoring. I'm not sure if all the phone conversations are recorded, but I'm certain that all of the phone numbers coming in are recorded. And if Trump could prove it, which in this case he could, if the phone call did happen... and he could say, well, you know, that guy lied when he denied that we had that conversation. Here he is calling into the White House. You know, I'm quite sure that he would do that.
Well, he can't prove it, and that's the thing. If you can't see through the lying trap that he says all the time, something's wrong. I mean, I could vote for a Republican, you know, but I can't behind a Republican that does that kind of crap.
We're getting a message from one of our listeners this morning. Said, yeah, the president who has been documented lying 30,000 times since taking office in 2016 deserves the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, well, that's the thing. And, you know, people that are for Trump just don't want to admit anything like that. I mean, kids used to look up. You used to, you know, want your kids to look up to. Man, you don't want your kids to look up to that.
Well, we'll see where we go. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I've said before, you can support whoever you want. That's not exactly the problem. The problem is if we're talking about trust. And for some reasons, politicians these days are having a big issue with trust. And this could be one of the reasons why. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
I know what president it is that Donald Trump talked to.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Who's that?
It was the 45th president.
Oh.
Yes.
And who's
himself.
That? Oh, himself. He was talking to himself.
Yes.
You know, yes.
President number 47 asked number 45, and he said, you know what? I wish I would have done that. Why don't you go ahead and do it? Okay, I will.
You know, I have...
They talked with themselves, and they agreed.
Well, I have tried recently if it's not a factual thing, and it's not about the war itself, or it's not some policy thing, not to talk about it, but I saw these clips yesterday. I don't know...
It was important enough to him to lie about it.
Well, I mean, I saw that clip, and then I saw the clip where he and J.D. Vance were having the press conference, and J.D. said that the other presidents were too dumb to do this in the past, and our president's smart, and that's why he's done it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw...
J.D. Vance is just the... Okay, yeah.
Well, then I saw...
Pride of Ohio.
And the other one I saw is where Trump was talking about Gavin Newsom, and he said a president with learning disabilities should not be president.
Newsom has dyslexia.
Right. So,
yeah.
I, you know, okay, I mean, I guess if you believe these things, that's okay, that's your prerogative, they were said, but we've got to stop saying that every politician lies and every politician is dishonest.
Well, they do, though. I don't believe that any of them, I think all of them bend the truth to their benefit.
You know, if...
At that level.
I don't know, because here's the thing. I know... that there are politicians who have
who
not...
Who do you associate with honesty?
Yes, who I would believe what they said because they don't want to be run through the ringer as having lied. But
okay,
the reason...
So then there probably are more not popular, like B-level celebrities, would you say, or B-level politicians?
Could be, but also the problem is that... If you are, see, this is what erodes politicians away. There was a time when people would say to their kids, you know, if somebody didn't like the president or somebody like that, or a congressman or a senator, people would say, if they didn't know what they were doing, they wouldn't be there. Well,
right.
I'll tell you, that train left the train station a long time ago. We
right.
can't do anything but beat up on these people.
Well, okay, but, and I don't really have a preference as far as who goes to the state representative seat for Marion. But to that point, let's point at Ben Weber, who's fresh out of law school, and I don't dislike Ben Weber, but what experience does he have being a legislator?
Right, but I mean...
None, and odds are he's going to be our next legislator.
Well, isn't
understanding.
Well, isn't that race interesting how that's all turned out? I'll
My
tell you,
goodness.
That is fascinating to me.
Yeah, if you want to switch to gossip mode, we can go to gossip mode.
Well, all I want to say about it is...
It involves me and Weslin.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, we can get to that in a second.
Like, okay, we can do that.
But
it's first-hand gossip.
Yeah, but let me say this about that race between Ben Weber and Wolf and Weslin.
This involves it, yeah.
Okay, well, 36 minutes past the hour, so we got 24. But this, we've got less than 2 months to this primary on Cinco de Mayo. Now, election night, boy, I'll tell you, you want to be
tuned
in.
Is it Cinco de Mayo? Is it May 5th?
It's May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
So we can get all good and liquored up regardless, right?
We might be bouncing off the walls here that night.
Yeah.
You never know. But I'm telling you, first I want to tell you the races I'm interested in them all, actually, this time. In primaries, that's very rare. Because the commissioner race here in town is going to show us who's going to be the next county commissioner.
Right.
The governor's primary, with Ramaswamy spending $10 million to roll out this new ad campaign this week, how well is he going to do in Waldo, Marion County, Morrow County, places like that? How well is
Because they'll still, I mean, we know he's the nominee, but we'll still be testing the waters.
We'll see how he's going to do in these, Meigs County. So I'm interested in that one. I am interested in there's a Democratic primary for Secretary of State. There's a Democratic primary for, I believe, Attorney General. There's a Republican primary for Treasurer. There's a Republican primary for Secretary of State. I'm interested in those. But back to the local area, this thing in the 86th District, I am very interested in, because you've got this three-way race between Weslin and Wolf and Ben Weber, and for a long time, it was thought as if, I think in the beginning, nobody really thought who was, I think people were confused.
Right, I agree with that, yeah. And I think she kind of came out just more as the name recognition candidate.
Well, people knew her from the last primary.
Well, there's that too,
right.
Yes.
And
she also came back, back around.
But I'll tell you, you drive down the boulevard now, there's a gigantic Ben Weber sign. You go down Barks Road, there's Ben Weber signs everywhere. You go over in Union County, just drive down the highway, there's Ben Weber signs everywhere. He is coming on strong. So, everybody...
From my understanding, he's the establishment candidate.
Right, but everybody I have talked to who... is interested in politics, somewhat in the know, I've said, what do you make of that race? They all say Ben Weber. They all say Ben Weber. And he has become the most known commodity in that race somehow. So that's fascinating.
My understanding is the establishment Republicans. Okay, this is how I got dragged into it. You know that she and I have a lot, but I've never had any confrontation with her. She sent me a message once. You were doing a live stream because apparently she was listening and you and I were talking, and apparently she was listening, and she sent me a message once and it referenced my mother, and she and I don't know each other like that. So I made a statement then that she just needed to leave me alone. That and what she did Jason when she came up here and waved signs with Ralph Smith. But I would never vote for the woman. She stuck her nose into an election that was very local and very heated, and she sealed her fate with me, as far as that goes. Well, someone who is her actual, I guess, I don't know, it's her supporter in real life now, who was a Jason supporter, who was out side by side, shoulder to shoulder with me, passing literature for Jason, is now a Weslin supporter. So there's your first, what? And she's insisting to me that it was not the local Republican Party that used Weslin, it was Ralph Smith, and now the local Republican Party has turned their back on Weslin. I was like, they had the fundraiser for her down there at the Bucci's, remember? The whole city council threw their name on it, just about.
Right,
I think, Rollins was on it, I mean, everybody was on it, I think, just about everybody. And I was like, they had the fundraiser for her and all this other stuff, and now... Apparently, they've had Weber, I was just shown pictures, they had Weber come to the Republican headquarters or somewhere and give a little talky-talk to everyone, but they have not extended the same courtesy to Weslin again. And now we're seeing the Weber signs go up all over the place, and they were, since it's a three-way race, they were really hoping to get, some type of candidates night or whatever, and the local Republican Party would not sponsor one. So they are doing their own, having one at their church. Their church agreed to let them use the space, and they invited all the candidates, and everyone was in until the 10th, I think, and then Ben Weber canceled, and he's not going to be there, but Weslin and the other guy are. So I was because I'm voting for a Republican. I heard Lee said he would vote for a Republican. Lee, we need you to vote for Jason. you don't vote for anybody else in May, vote for Jason, because that's probably the only Republican name I'll be pushing, and I'm asking for a Republican ballot. But, yeah, so since I'm voting Republican this year, apparently my vote is now coveted, but the person that I'm voting for is the person that she was telling everybody to vote against the last time. I'm not sure how that works, but, yeah, my vote is being heavily courted, and me... it was so strange because at first I was like, why is this person mentioning Wesleyan to me? They know my feelings on the situation. And then I could tell I was being worked, and I just kept asking questions. Okay, well, what about this? What about that? And it came down to, like, would I please share this post because I have so many followers so people know where they can go see Wesleyan.
You know what's interesting? I got an invite to that thing, I believe.
At the church?
Coming up.
Thursday, maybe?
Something like that. But then I also saw where Ben had canceled, I wasn't really sure how this was being put on. And so that made me a little leery of the whole thing.
Well, apparently they sent questions to Ben, and he responded, or he's going to respond, or intends to respond, and the answers will be there for people to read or hear, or I don't know.
So do we know why he backed out?
Prior commitments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's your gossip surrounding that. So it sounds like her ploy for whatever up here didn't work.
Well, do you believe... Well, first of all, so the event's being put on by people who support her?
Yes, I guess.
Okay.
Well, I know these people support her now. Yes, they support her.
Okay.
And since the local Republican Party wouldn't do anything, I guess they're taking matters into their own hands.
Well, it's always been my understanding that she's not in. I think she said in the first interview I did with her that the local Republican Party was not favorable toward her.
Well, then why did all of city council? I mean, that's a good chunk of the elected officials of the local Republican Party, wouldn't you say?
I would say so, but
I think Tommy Reese was in on that too, wasn't he? Maybe he wasn't. Maybe that was after he was gone.
I heard, see now this goes back to gossip, and I'm not going to exactly say what was said, but I was sitting at a city council meeting not long after that came down, and there was a conversation going on about Wesleyan Davis right behind me. And I'm not going to say obviously who it involved because this was not an on-the-record conversation. I just happened to be sitting there. And the conversation was going on, and essentially it was people who were a part of that endorsement, but they were not saying positive things. It was more of...
Did they think Ben didn't stand a chance in the beginning and they were, like, putting their money on the sure thing?
Well, it almost sounded to me like she was the one who reached out. So, you know, this is why
she had acknowledged them.
They were willing to endorse her. Well, like I said, I didn't turn around and get in on the conversation. But I was just shocked that these people who probably within 2 weeks of making that announcement that they had endorsed her, all of a sudden were not willing to say positive things about her in that moment in a public space. And I also thought it was very interesting, and still is interesting, that the mayor has not endorsed anybody in that race because he endorsed Ralph Smith in the primary with Schauber. So the establishment, and Mark Davis has endorsed Ben Weber, even though Kevin Smith... Did Kevin Davidson endorse her? I think he did, didn't he?
I don't know. I can't.
Anyway.
Neither endorsements don't mean anything,
right,
I wouldn't keep track of them.
But I don't think Apefeller has. I don't think Sheriff Bales has.
No, he hasn't endorsed anyone.
So, you know, I think that group...
Okay, that comes back to who cares what the sheriff thinks about a representative who's representing us in the state level? What does he have in the scheme of things, you know? I don't care what his opinion is on.
Well,
and I wouldn't care who the sheriff was as to what their opinion was of the state lawmaker.
Well, what do you think happened there? I mean, what happened to her big push to now where...
My understanding is Tracy Richardson is the establishment, and I'm not good enough inside these people will sit and tell me all this party intricacies, and my eyes just kind of blur. I'm like, how do you guys keep track of all this stuff, man? Like, all the central committees and everything, but Tracy Richardson is our current representative, and apparently she is the quote-unquote establishment.
Yeah.
And a rhino. You got to get that in there.
Right,
she's
right.
The establishment, a rhino. And she has endorsed, or I think she's endorsed, I don't know, but she has chosen Ben as her predecessor. So that will be her, or her successor, I'm sorry.
Well, I think, now Weslin said that in an interview I did with her, and...
Well, that's what I'm being told again. And I don't know if Richardson came out and endorsed him or not.
No, I don't think she has. But here's the thing that I never understood about that. Okay, you've got a four-term incumbent who has won pretty handedly and beat Weslin pretty handedly in the last primary. Now, why, if Richardson has not formally endorsed Weber, why would you tell people that she is on his side? Because she seems to be popular. I don't know that was the greatest calculation in the world.
I don't know. The games that the people are playing, but I almost... It is what it is. I mean, in theory, neither one of them really represent me, but I probably prefer Ben, I guess. I don't know. I'll have to... I know I won't be pushing Weslin's name. I might just skip the race and see what happens. But I'll be one of those Republican voters that are going in there and won't be pushing for that Ramaswamy's name.
So why would you...
Why see the numbers.
Well, see, now that's a whole other weird thing. And I got into this conversation with somebody on one of the Facebook Lives a few weeks ago. Because I cannot believe the anger toward Vivek Ramaswamy, which I think is why he... From Republicans, which I think is why he is spending all this money. I don't think he's doing it to beat Putsch, because I think he knows he's going to do that. But I think it's to try to get him back in this race with Amy Acton, because I do believe he's down in the polls there. But what's interesting...
I'm shocked that he's down in the polls.
People wouldn't have thought it a year ago. People would have never thought that. But here's the interesting thing. When I was talking to this group... Now, this group was not favorable of Ramaswamy at all. Had nothing good to say about him. He's the establishment, essentially. Okay. But they were for Weslin, because I was going down the list of these you know, candidates. They were for Weslin, and I said, well, now, wait a second. Weslin, on my show, endorsed Ramaswamy. Heavily endorsed Ramaswamy. Now, if she were for the outsider, why wouldn't she have endorsed Putsch? And I was basically told in that Facebook Live, not that these are her people who represent her, but I was basically told that, you know, that would not be the politically savvy thing to do, because Putsch doesn't have much of a chance of winning.
So it's all a game. Is what you just said. It's, you know,
well, that's what was said.
Even if it was the Putsch guy or whatever his name is that is the anti-establishment player, and you're portraying yourself as the anti-establishment player, can't endorse him because his name doesn't carry as much weight as Ramaswamy.
See, and I think that's what has happened in this 86th district race, is I think when you portray yourself as the outsider, but that day, Ramaswamy will win. So, if you want to call that the establishment vote, that's the establishment vote. The establishment vote, and people vote down ticket. So, the establishment vote is going to turn out more than the non-establishment vote.
Right.
So, I would guess that more Ramaswamy voters are going to vote for Ben Weber because of the Tracy Richardson Association, because of who gave him money. I guess I've heard that, you know, that that's more of the establishment money. And if that's the case, then that's going to leave people who are non-establishment out in the cold.
Exactly. And the way I feel right now as a new Republican, I almost feel like the establishment candidate is better than these outsider candidates, because the outsider candidates, well, we've got one sitting in the White House right now, and he lies about other presidents. Well, no, he didn't lie. He talked to President number 45. President number 45 encouraged him to do this.
My question is, though, because obviously they thought that this would, or somebody thought that if you put this information out, it would help get people there. why a definite no? You don't know who you're going to vote for. You may leave that race unmarked. But why a definite no on Wesleyan? Just because of the personal experience?
Yes. Well, with Jason.
With Jason.
After everything that I've gone through with the city, I've watched Darius Ratliff go through with the city, I've watched Jason Schauber go through with the city, I consider those two guys my friends. And she came up here and she stuck her nose in a very personal, very local situation, and it was to further her own political aspirations. She sees how well that worked. But what she's getting now is the ramification that she pissed off a lot of people when she did it. She should have just stayed down in Marysville or Jerome Township or wherever the heck it is that she's from and let that one work itself out, and then nobody would have a bad taste. I wouldn't have a bad taste in my mouth over her. And, you know, my other half, if he votes, well, he's going to vote for Jason, but if he votes, it won't be for her.
You know what's interesting? She is a likable person. I mean, I don't know if it's because she got involved in that knockdown drag out with Tracy Richardson last time, or if because she has kind of done some of that this particular go around.
I don't care about the Richardson thing. I don't care about that, but I also have a couple emails from her where she was sticking her nose into local business. She encouraged city council to raise bus fares. I have that email that she sent to all of city council. Encouraging them to raise the bus fares. And then she also sent an email to council and to the county commissioners telling them that they should create the economic development position. And I believe it was maybe a page and a half long. I can send those to you if you're interested. Like a page and a half long talking about why we need this and why we need to find the money and everything else. Ma'am, you don't know our financial situation, and maybe if you'd have taken a minute to get into our financial situation, you wouldn't have fired off an email telling us that if we don't do this, basically our town is going to get flushed down the toilet. Huh. So, you know, she's not involved enough in local issues to make those type of informed decisions, but yet she inserted herself into those, and I'm going to assume that they were solicited by someone. Because if she did them unsolicited, that's even more hubris on her part. But no, she's power hungry, and she's proven it, and that scares me.
Well, like I said, certainly I've had an interesting timeline with her over the past election cycle. She came in here four times. She did interviews. I found her fine.
And then she stabbed you in the back, too. Well, I forgot about that. I forgot about the Scott Spears. Sorry, Scott. I hate to tell you this, but I consider you a friend. I know you don't like that term. And if it's too serious.
I don't like the term friend?
No, you don't. If you want me to call you an acquaintance, I will.
Oh, that's right. I do like acquaintance. That's right.
Is that better? Does that make you less uncomfortable?
Now I can lay back.
I heard the nervous laughter. Okay, so we're acquaintances. And what she did to you is not right either. I believe in a certain level of loyalty to everyone. And she stabbed you in the back as well over something that was completely insignificant. Completely insignificant.
But you know, like I said, I think that...
I'm about to defend you, sir. I'll do what I want with
myself. I appreciate that. But honestly, I think that was a political move.
And I don't like that kind of... I don't like those sort of shenanigans. Shows me she's wishy-washy. And whoever will give her the most attention is where her loyalties lie, and I do not like that. I do not like disloyal and unprincipled people. I don't like that.
Well, you know, the funny thing was, when I got the invite to come to this thing on Thursday night, you know, I certainly, it's just now that Ben Weber's not coming, and I'm not really sure what the layout is there, is probably why I wouldn't go. But if it were being put on by the local party, if it was something that was sponsored, I would go. I mean,
I wouldn't if it was the local party, just because I would probably come up missing, and that would be the last time you guys heard from me. If Weber were going to have been there Thursday night, I think it is, I probably would have gone, just because at this point I would kind of sort of want to hear them side by side to see what they had to say, to maybe tell other people, hey, this is what I heard them say while I was there or something. But
right,
since it's just going to basically be one-sided, because the other guy, no one has any clue who he is. you know, so I don't want to go there just to listen to her.
Well, I guess my point in that, I mean, had I gone or was going to go, I would have given her fair coverage. I would have nothing.
I believe that.
If I saw her, I would have nothing negative to say. I would say, hey, Weslin, how's it going? Hope you're well, and let's ask the question.
With my magical endorsing powers, I haven't came out and said all the reasons why I won't be voting for her. You know, I could have made Facebook post after Facebook post after Facebook post, because apparently people want my endorsement and want me to push that their meet and greet on Thursday night. I could have made all kinds of posts about her, and I haven't. I've let people decide for themselves.
Well, hopefully people show up. I mean, it sounds like they've got something planned there. So this is just speeches on Thursday night?
I have no clue. I don't know. I don't know if she's shaking hands and kissing babies or what it is.
So, well,
I'll be honest with you, too. I mean, I'm not sure how I feel about the fact that it's being held in the church. I know I just don't like the whole idea of church and state being mixed, even when it's completely innocent.
Well, the other guy's no pushover. I mean, even though he doesn't seem to have a lot of money or a lot of recognition or a lot of push, he's no pushover. I mean, the interview...
I just don't believe he has a chance, is all. I don't believe he doesn't deserve to be there. I just don't believe he has a chance.
Well, it'll be interesting. Well, that's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
Take care, Scott.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, phone lines are open for another 3 minutes. If anybody'd like to weigh in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We can talk about it. That's how we do it here. And don't forget, we did talk a little bit about the Flock cameras at the beginning of the show, and I think the beginning of this hour. And the police department, Marion Police Department, has now said that these Flock cameras were not pulled in any negative fashion for the No Kings protest. Go ahead, caller.
I do pretty good on the tail end of the conversation, so I'm going to talk real fast. You know, the five-star thing... I like Ike Eisenhower. He was a five-star general, right?
That's right.
Why don't this five-star thing, what happened to 6, 7, 8, 9?
That's right. Now, if it was a 9-star, then we'd really be on it.
Well, I want to give you something else. I heard you say you might be out in the cold. Is that because you're going to the ladies' thing there or going to talk to somebody? That's going to be interesting tomorrow, maybe.
Yes, I will bring that up at the top of the I have a minute here. I'm not going to get into the whole story because I can't finish it up, but what happened was I just happened to run into somebody who was heavily involved in this event, because I hadn't heard much about it since it happened, 2 weeks ago now, and this person really gave me kind of an interesting take on what had happened, and it's kind of fascinating, so I'll share it with the audience tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been listening and listening and listening, hearing about the camera and that word flock, et cetera, et cetera. And you're an English teacher, and I couldn't get it from you. I know maybe I ought to listen more, clean wax out of my ears and all those things you hear about old people. But et cetera, et cetera, I heard him say flock. An emphasis on the K. Is that right pronunciation of the word?
I think it's flock, yes.
A flock of geese?
Yeah, yeah, I think the same way.
Got ya. And you said it was the name of the company that done that.
That's,
well, it's a good name because they're using it on a flock of people, right?
They are. Flock of calves.
Yeah, a flock. And remember on the Prospect Street, you had one right there in the curve. That was one of the first ones I heard on your show, that they just had it to read license plates. That was way back when, Scott.
That's right. It was right outside the building on Prospect Street. You are right.
Do you recall if it's still there?
Last time I was over there, it was.
Yeah. So it's a good thing, and it's been around, I know, by golly, at least 5 years then, hasn't it, Scott?
Oh, probably at least. Yeah, I would say.
So that's a flock of news.
The flock of news. Thank you. All right, and that wraps up our program today. We thank everybody who called in, and we'll be back. Remind me tomorrow, and I'll start with the Women's Club story. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Love it.
But, no, the Bozo voice was right about here, and it was a lot more adenoidal than mine. And...